Welcome to the pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is the pregame. I'm Matt.
I'm Jax.
And here's this week's basketball podcast that we're instituting now, since we have a little too much to talk about.
That's right. Well, now before we get into that, we should mention we are on the socials now.
Yeah, we have social medias now, and that's kind of a big deal, right?
It is a big deal, yeah. Kind of blowing up on there. We're on Facebook, The Pregame with Matt and Jax. Our handle is at Pregame Matt Jax. Matt just has one T, by the way.
Yeah. M-A-T. Yeah, one of them fell off and numb. Something like that. Anyways, there are a ton of games to look forward to this week.
There's a lot, yes.
And there's a ton of hope that there will be a bunch of COVID cancellations like there were last week.
Right. But if all else stays true, then we're going to have some good matchups.
And we have the best matchups of this week. Some NCAA basketball news and an update on the preseason SEC Player of the Year, Keontae Johnson. Oh, and the NBA is back, kind of anyways. We won't worry about the NBA picks until the actual season gets underway because, well, preseason games use each team's deep bench.
Right.
So now we won't worry about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an after Christmas podcast, right?
Yeah. That's for a later time.
So here are the top matchups of this week. We got number 5, Kansas, taking on number 15, Texas Tech. This one's going to be all about Texas Tech stopping Jalen Wilson, and who is shooting just a little over 50%. Texas Tech also has a hot shooter, Marcus Santos Silva, who is shooting a white-hot 65%. Tech's only loss comes from surprising Houston, while Kansas dropped one to the number one team in the country, Gonzaga.
Right, yeah. Kansas has been tested a little bit early on in the season, of course, with their loss. But, you know, I don't think that Texas Tech really has been tested as of yet. You know, they haven't really had to play much of a schedule so far. So, you know, I like Kansas in this matchup. And, you know, we'll go with that later on with the picks and everything. But Jalen Wilson, he is the real deal, a 6'8 freshman and just phenomenal player. They're going to have a tough time stopping him.
All right, the next game that we have here is number 12, Wisconsin, taking on number 23, Louisville. And this one was postponed after Louisville was plagued with COVID, thanks to Prairie View A&M not taking precautions and protocol seriously. Screw those guys. Louisville was set to play NC State this week, but that was postponed due to COVID on NC State's side. And a common theme here. Meanwhile, Wisconsin comes in with one loss to Marquette. Wisconsin plays at slow pace, and Louisville is using their pack line. So this one will likely be a low-scoring match, and Louisville has like 4 stars essentially on the IR the first couple weeks, and they might have 2 of them come back if they're lucky. But who knows? COVID's kind of a weird world.
Yeah, this game is going to be a tempo game for sure. I mean, if Louisville can kind of run the pace and pick up the pace and everything, Carlick Jones, you know, he's averaging 17 a game. And then, but the matchup issue for Louisville is the fact that Micah Potter and Nate Rivers for Wisconsin, 6'10 and 6'11 respectively, can they stop that down low?
But Louisville does have a little bit of size. They've got plenty of guys that are over, you know, 6'10". They've got Malik Williams has been on the IR, so that's kind of a big hindrance for them because he's 6'11", but with him not actually being in, it's kind of thrown off Louisville's game a little bit. He's been kind of plagued with injuries his whole college career anyways.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting matchup in that one. So probably a tempo game, but again, and both keep in mind, both Potter and Rivers can score from anywhere on the court, so it could be interesting matchup issues, so we'll see.
All right, number 20, Ohio State taking on number 22, UNC. I don't know why you'd ever bet against Roy Williams unless his team is really young like they have the last couple seasons. The Tar Heels have 2 losses so far, one to Texas and the other to Iowa, so 2 ranked opponents, which is forgiving until you can't beat a ranked team. That's kind of how it usually goes. Meanwhile, Ohio State is very unproven. The only Power 5 team that they've played is abysmal Notre Dame, but they did beat UK, so.
That is true. Yeah, this is going to be fun to watch because both teams, they like to get out and run. You know, Roy Williams, he's going to use that whole bench of his as well. Very balanced throughout, so it's going to be an interesting matchup. The key player, EJ Liddell, him versus Garrison Brooks down low, that's going to be a good matchup.
And finally, the game that that we're kind of looking forward to, number 1 Gonzaga taking on number 3 Iowa. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were really banking on that number 1 Gonzaga versus number 2 Baylor to see who, you know, really had the mettle to make it forward in the season. But the Zags have had 4 games canceled and 1 postponed this season already, which is kind of leaning to what we were just talking about.
Yep.
And the 3 wins that they do have come from three Power 5 schools, two ranked, Kansas, West Virginia, and then Auburn. They tried really hard to get their big games in before they have, you know, their softer conference schedule coming in, but they may have also kind of knowingly played while having COVID, which really isn't cool. Meanwhile, Iowa, 6-0, with their only real good win against UNC.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one to watch as well. Both teams can put up a lot of points. You know, Gonzaga's averaging 93 points a game. Iowa's averaging 100 points a game. So both teams are going to be, you know, scoring at will for the most part. Can Iowa stop the combo of Drew Timmy and Corey Kispert, though? That's the question. But, and you know that Mark Few is going to have Gonzaga ready for this one.
And kind of shifting gears, there was a pretty big scare Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're with Florida and Florida State during their matchup, with the SEC preseason player of the game collapsing during the game in one of the more scary situations that I've seen watching college basketball overall.
Mm-hmm.
Keontae Johnson remains in critical but stable condition and is following simple commands, according to the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson was successfully transported to University of Florida Health in Gainesville after spending the past 2 days in Tallahassee. At Tallahassee Memorial and undergoing further tests. Before Florida released a statement, Johnson's grandfather told USA Today on Monday that Johnson was in a medically induced coma that doctors hoped to bring him out of yesterday afternoon. The Associated Press reported that Johnson tested positive for COVID-19 during the summer, although the cause of Johnson's collapse is still unknown at this time. Coronavirus can lead to myocarditis. Did I say that right? Myocarditis.
Yeah.
There we go. Not doctors. A viral infection that can lead to inflammation of the heart muscle, which I remember before college football started, that was the big thing. They were like, we don't want the players getting this because it could, you know, hinder their hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Whenever I heard about this situation, I didn't see it happen live, but when I heard the first thing that I thought of was what happened with Hank Gathers 30 years ago, the unfortunate situation that led to his death after he collapsed on the court. But, I mean, he had cardiomyopathy, so he had a heart condition. But, you know, we can't really speculate at this point what exactly went wrong and everything. We can only say, you know, along with everybody else in the basketball world, just hope for a speedy recovery for Keontae Johnson. So
yeah, it's just scary, man.
Yeah, very.
The only other time that I remember watching something that was like that horrifying really on TV was, you know, when Louisville played Duke like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Ware snapped his leg.
Sure, right. Yeah. And just, it's just whenever it's anything like any sort of injury that's just so unexpected and like that happens, is just, it's frightening.
All right, we'll move on to a little brighter topic. What about the way too early projections ESPN has for the NCAA tournament? These are always fun to look at because you'll look back in like 3 months and be like, eh.
I mean, you know, there's teams that last week weren't even ranked, and all of a sudden they're thrown into the top 15 this week. So, you know, this, I don't think that anybody has really any sort of idea of what's going to be happening moving forward, especially granted the cancellations that may happen as well for certain matchups.
Oh, but ESPN thinks they know.
Of course they do.
The Zags are the top overall seed, according to them, and UK is the first team out, which I would be very happy to see the University of Kentucky not make it to the tournament.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things. It'd be, you know, that'd be the start of a new great decade if Kentucky started out not making the tournament. That would just be awesome. And then, of course, Bama is the last in.
Yeah, it's this is way too early to even think to predict this. But at the same time, if things look how they are right now, I mean, that sounds about right. With Kentucky and Alabama, they haven't really played to their potential at this point.
No, John, we're going to go ahead and pretend that UK is not going to be a part of the conversation later on. And that's all I want.
All right.
I mean, I know with Louisville playing very well right now, that the wheels are going to fall off the day after Christmas and be like the worst Christmas present ever whenever UK beats them. But it's okay. It's okay. We're just going to go on to odds and pick 'ems now. Taking a look at tonight, Super Tuesday. Number 24, Clemson taking on Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is favored by 2. I'm going with Clemson on this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Clemson on this. They played great. They're very good defensively. And look out for the trio of Amir Sims, Alamir Dawes, and Clyde Trapp. They've combined for 40% of their points so far this season.
Yeah, Virginia Tech got blown out last week by I can't remember who. I don't know if you remember it.
No, I don't.
It doesn't really matter. It's Virginia Tech. Anyways, moving on to number 10, Tennessee taking on Appalachian State. They're probably not going to be very hot, even when, though it's cold, because they're taking on a very hot Tennessee team that is favored by 19. I'm going to stick with them.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Tennessee as well. Very balanced team, and another team that's very good defensively as well.
Number 13, Illinois taking on Minnesota. Illinois is favored by 9. I have wavering feelings about Illinois now, and I don't know how they'll post up against a Richard Pitino-led Minnesota.
You know, I think they'll be just fine. Again, they have one of the top players in all of college basketball with A.O. Dawson, who's averaging 24.8 per game. We saw him against Mizzou this past week in their loss. He put up 36, so you know he can turn it on at any time, and he's got a good supporting cast. And keep in mind, their losses have been to Baylor and to Mizzou, who's now in the ranked 16th in the nation. So two, you know, rather respectable teams.
I mean, there's nothing against Minnesota. They're like a second round team every year for out of the Big Ten, but that's my Pitino bias.
Right.
Number 12, Wisconsin taking on Loyola Chicago. Wisconsin is favored by 8.5. Yeah, go ahead and stick with Wisconsin on that. I don't think that we're going to see a Virginia upset here.
Yeah, as scrappy as Loyola Chicago is, I think Wisconsin's going to take care of this one. Again, this is another fundamentally sound Wisconsin team. Greg Gard, of course, he comes from the Bo Ryan School of Coaching. So, yeah, this is going to be Wisconsin.
Moving on to Wednesday, Villanova, number 7, team of the country, taking on Butler. There's no spread on that yet because, well, it's early.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And Nova is who I think is going to win that one, regardless of its spread.
Yeah, this one's it's your typical Jay Wright-coached Villanova team. They're very balanced this year. Colin Gillespie, he's leading them right now with 15.2 points per game, and he's shooting 44% from the three-point range. So Villanova's, yeah, they're looking pretty good in this one.
Number 20, Ohio State taking on Purdue. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Ohio State. I don't think Purdue has those farm boys just ready yet to be able to beat anyone.
Yeah, again, Ohio State very good offensively. Purdue can't really match up with them.
Shaka Smart and the number 11 Texas Longhorns taking on the mighty Sam Houston State.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Watch out for Texas all year, this guard combo of Courtney Ramey with Matt Coleman III, by the way. MC3 should be his nickname. Anyway, no. But Courtney Ramey from St. Louis, by the way, averaging 14.7 points a game, as is Matt Coleman, 14.5 a game, and they're both shooting over 40% from three-point range. So keep an eye out for those guys all year long.
And I'm going to go with Texas.
Yeah,
you cut me off before I could get there, John.
You're too excited
to talk about a kid from St. Louis.
Before. Yeah, right. Of course I am. But I mean, keep in mind they're playing Sam Houston State, so yeah. It's not. Yeah,
I mean, they're the best state in Texas.
Yeah.
Number 21, Duke, which is weird to say. I can't remember the last time they've been in between 25 and 20.
It's very strange. Yes,
taking on Notre Dame is going to be a Duke win because I'm pretty sure that Coach K is not happy with his team right now.
No, yeah. It's just, you know, with any Duke team, regardless of how they start, it's only a matter of time before Coach K fires them up. And I think against Notre Dame is a good one to make that happen.
All right, moving on to Thursday, number 9, Creighton. Taking on St. John, going to stick with Creighton.
Yeah, I think St. John's going to have some matchup problems with them. Creighton's very balanced. I think, Creighton runs away with this one.
Although that's a fun Big East conference to watch play basketball
right
now, too. It is.
Yeah, right.
Number 5, Kansas, taking on number 15, Texas Tech. Kansas probably going to have this one.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have an answer for Jalen Wilson, honestly. And he just continues to impress game in, game out. And Kansas, another one of those teams, very balanced. Pretty much anybody on the floor can beat you at any time. So I'm going to go with KU.
Let's go ahead and give you a preview. If that point spread is over 12 points, so I wouldn't take it. I'm just going to put that out there. I wouldn't take Kansas.
Yeah,
with that.
I don't think I'd take that one.
I would take Kansas with 10.
Yeah,
but not that many. Cause I don't think they're going to throttle them too much.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it's going to be a little closer, but KU will end straight up.
All right, Friday, number 18, San Diego State taking on BYU. This isn't the football game where San Diego State upset them last week, but I'm going to still stick with San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State, they got a very deep bench as well, and they shoot it good from three-point range, and they're very good defensively. So, yeah, no reason not to pick them.
Tennessee, short turnover here. Number 10, Tennessee taking on Tennessee Tech. Pretty sure Tennessee's got this one.
Yeah, anytime Tennessee's taking on a Tech, you can pretty much bet that it's going to. They're going to take that one. Unless, of course, it is Texas Tech, but that is not the case here.
No. Number 16, Mizzou taking on Prairie View A&M. Mizzou's going to win this one, but again, this will be one that you watch the spread on, because even though Prairie View A&M likes to spread COVID to other teams,
yeah, right.
They're not a bad small team.
No, they're not. But they're going to have some issues with Mizzou. They like to play a lot of four guard sets. They're very athletic. Mark Smith and Drew Smith, no relation, and Xavier Pinson. That trio, they're averaging 15, 14, and 14 respectively. So I mean, pretty much any of those guys can beat you at any time.
All right, number 8, West Virginia, taking on Iowa State, and I have no reason to not think that West by God is going to win this one.
Yeah, they got a good combo there with Miles McBride and Derek Culver with the guard and with Culver working block down low. So, West Virginia in this one.
There ain't no heart attack from Bob Huggins on the sideline.
Right, yeah.
All right, number 12, Wisconsin taking on number 23, Louisville. Saturday, that's going to be like a 10 a.m. game for us on Mountain Time.
It will be, yeah.
Obviously, I'm sticking with Louisville. I wouldn't, even though Wisconsin's going to be favored in this, watch that spread.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that. Yeah, I think it's going to be a close one regardless of how it turns out. But I'm taking Wisconsin this one pretty much because every time I pick against Wisconsin, they always burn me.
All right, number 1, Gonzaga taking on number 3, Iowa. The Zags, I'm pretty sure, are going to be able to handle them pretty easily. The three games that they've played, mm-hmm. been able to blow up the teams that they're going against, and they're going against some good competition.
Yeah, again, I think Mark Few is going to be have his crew ready for this one, because I just can't see Iowa matching up with them very well.
Number 2, Baylor taking on Kansas State. Going to go with Baylor on this one.
Yeah, Baylor, they're, again, another team that's very balanced, very athletic, and a really deep bench, too. So they're averaging 90 points a game right now. So look for them to get out and run away with this one against Kansas State.
All right, this one is one of our big matchups. Number 22, UNC taking on number 20, Ohio State. I'm going to go with UNC. I think they're going to be able to run away with
it. You can never get bet against Roy Williams. You just can't for whatever reason. But again, yeah, UNC, I see them kind of outscoring Ohio State in this one. Again, they got that deep bench, so they're going to be able to put some pressure on throughout that game.
And Big Ten basketball is boring. So, I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
It's the most boring conference to watch.
Yeah.
Number 17, Virginia, taking on number 7, Villanova. This should be a good one, too.
This will be a really good one.
I'm going to go with Virginia on this. I think the pack line is going to be too much for Nova.
Yeah, it's tough to bet against Tony Bennett, because you know he's going to have him ready to play. And it's just, you know, it's that they're so good defensively. Oh, man, this is going to be a fun one to watch, but I'm going to take Virginia.
UCF taking on number 15, Florida State. Florida State's got this one. I don't even think that UCF will have a shot. Even though UCF is the biggest school in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not getting the biggest and best players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, FSU, I like. They're looking pretty good. Another one of those teams is very athletic. I see them running away with this one.
And if you don't feel like watching games on Sunday that are football related, number 9, Creighton's taking on UConn. Creighton should be able to handle UConn. They haven't really been that good since Ollie took them to the championship.
Yeah, right. I will take Creighton in this one as well.
Number 13, Illinois taking on number 19, Rutgers. I'm going to go with Illinois on this one.
Yeah, Illinois just too balanced and good supporting cast for A.O. Dosunmu as well.
I think it was Rutgers that beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah,
they beat them by like 20 points, and I was just like, ooh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Number 11, Texas taking on Oklahoma State. you know, go to Texas. I think Shaka Smart. You're all over the St. Louis player and the other guard play, but I'm a big fan of Shaka Smart. I wanted him to come to Louisville after Pitino left.
But. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he's got them playing like he does right now. So yeah, Texas all the way in that one.
Number four, Michigan State taking on Northwestern. Michigan State going to have this one. They missed out on their matchup last week because of COVID. So hopefully they'll be back and ready.
Yeah, Michigan State, this is pretty much the Tom Izzo factor in this one. We'll have him, he'll have him ready to play against Northwestern. They should be able to cover that one pretty easy.
And we got some local flavor here. Wyoming is taking on Omaha
on
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And I think Wyoming's going to win. They're, 5-1 now? I think they're 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1 right now. Yeah.
They beat Oregon State last week, so they got a Power 5 win under their belts, which is going to help them if they want to make it into the tournament.
Yep.
Along with, you know, continuing to win.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Wyoming, hey, 5-1 start. You can't ask for much more than that.
And then Sunday they take on UNLV. And I'm going to go ahead and go with Wyoming again. UNLV is like 1-5.
Yeah, not a great start for them so far. I'm going to go ahead and go with Wyoming. I'm on the bandwagon right now.
I am too. And they're playing in Laramie against UNLV. If it was the other way around, and if you know COVID wasn't a thing, UNLV would be much more difficult to play because playing at home against UNLV is tough because it's so loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's like violently loud for like a mid-major school
for sure.
Like Louisville used to, you know, pick games in non-conference against UNLV, and UNLV was just always so tough.
Yeah,
in the away games, they would do it intentionally because they would have to go and play in the ACC against, you know, UNC and Duke and Virginia.
Right,
playing in their house compared to playing, you know, in Nashville against Western Kentucky is a little different.
A little bit of a crowd difference.
All right, that's all we have. Again, we have our brand new fancy social media.
That's right,
so you can listen to us.
Follow us on Twitter at pregame Matt Jacks.
Yep, one T, Matt. Just remember that.
Yep.
Also, make sure that you know, you continue going ahead and hitting that like button or that follow button so that you know you're first to know whenever we release a new episode of the pregame podcast.
That's right.
Wherever you get it, Spotify or you just go straight to KGAB.com, wherever you get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make it happen.
All right. We will catch you probably Thursday for some football.
That sounds about right.
You just listened to the pregame with Matt and Jacks.